about being well fit is that you're just mental good looking.
Yeah. One of the things I find is that people look at me different now that I'm well fit. Before, they look at me, they'd be like, eh. And now they look at me, they're like, oh. Like, yeah. It's so different.
It's a different sound they make when they look at you. And
it's a different sound they make. And also now they're going like, they're licking their lips. They're going, mm.
They're going, mm.
Yeah, they look at me and they think, I want. They're doing it. They're going full scamming.
I don't know what they want from me, though.
Don't know what they want. It's hard. It's a burden being fit.
It's a burden to look nice. I can't. I'm combing my hair. You listening? I'm combing my hair. It's a lot of gel. That don't come for free.
No.
I'm spending my money.
I'm spending a lot of money to look like this. This does not come free.
It does not come free. And let me tell you, I look like shit.
One of the ugliest, one of the craziest looking, most unappealing looking people.
I look crazy.
Yeah.
I got rosacea out the wazoo. I don't know what to do about it.
I got sensitive skin. I'm not acknowledging it. It can toughen up, love.
And I don't know what sunscreen is.
I'm turning into Snatch, I think.
Turning into Snatch? Who's Snatch?
You know the guy from... I'm turning into Bricktop.
What the fuck are you talking
there
about?
There you are, love.
What are you... What is
Bricktop?
That's
the guy who feeds them to pigs in Snatch.
What is Snatch?
Snatch the film.
I haven't seen Snatch.
I think we watched it together.
We didn't, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, now Brad Pitt plays a traveler boxer.
No.
With a very suspect accent.
No, I've never seen this.
Okay, maybe I watched it on my own.
I think you did.
Okay.
When's it from? This is an old flick. I've not seen it.
Okay.
I know that I haven't because I've seen the cover a billion trillion times.
Wow, you're so smart.
Yeah, I know. I wish but that it's I could like not something that I really like to talk about, so can we just be chill about it?
Totally.
I'm also kind of different and like I don't really get along with girls, so.
A 2000 British-American crime comedy film set in the London criminal underworld. It features Jason Statham.
Of course it does. Yep. Of course it does.
And
Light bulb head himself.
What?
Light bulb head himself.
Mm. He does have an incredible.
He really does have a light bulby head, right?
Mm.
I feel like the first movie that I really properly noticed him in was The Meg, because I'd never really like seen a proper Statham film before.
You took a while to get into the Statham.
I did, but he's fucking tremendo.
Wow, he was a diver as a kid.
Yeah. I know. I don't know.
Okay, he worked odd jobs as a house painter, a coal miner, and a singer in the Canary Islands.
Good Lord.
What the hell?
He wasn't even a canary.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be some stiff fucking competition getting a singer in a place called the Canary Islands. I mean,
right?
You get up there and you're up against, you're going, you know, okay, Sarah, Sarah. And the next guy comes up with his audition. He does that shit, you're dead in the water. He was a member of... Do you know... Jason Statham was a member of Britain's national swimming squad for 12 years.
Yeah, we all know that. You're telling me facts when I take them as my own.
He competed for England at the 1990 Commonwealth Games in the 10-metre, 3-metre and 1-metre competitions. Doesn't seem like very far to swim.
Wait, 1 metre?
Yeah.
What?
It's a diving board.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't swimming 1 metre.
Okay, I got really confused just now.
This was the biggest poo we could afford.
I put the poo in my garage. I didn't know that we would need so many blokes in the garage.
Yep.
So I put windows in the garage. I wish I had a bigger garage. I would have made a rumpus room. But I didn't.
Wiping your eye?
Yeah.
What's up with your eye? Have you got something in it?
It's crazy. My eye's crazy. Yeah, I have got something in it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like a herb.
Oh, fuck. From your pork, huh?
Oh, no. Not sure. Yeah, but like a herb or a seed in my eye. It's all
right. Damn, that sucks.
It's fine. I guess I'll just live with it and soldier through, and I'll probably get more respected for it.
I think you're awesome. And I can't believe that anyone would ever say that you're a coward.
Me neither.
The The thing about Jason Statham is that I like to watch him in pretty much any film,
yeah.
But I also know that I'm probably going to not really enjoy any of the films he's in.
I'm not going to walk away from Heart Attack.
Oh, fuck, what's...
Crank. Crank was like, I need to see Crank 2.
Oh, yeah. Crank for them to do a Crank 2.
Crazy.
Can we talk about, you know what, now we're in movie talk, yeah. Movie corner.
Yeah.
Movie talk, movie corner, movie,
movie
corner.
Movie groovy, movie choosy, movie film.
We're in the movie tubie.
We're in the movie tubie, yeah. Let's get in our tube. Ready? Do you want me to grease you?
I'm already in.
You're already in. All right.
I already went.
Well, I need someone to grease me.
Let me stick my hands up out of the tube.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You put the grease on my hands. You can help the 10 muscular men who are already greasing me.
God, I wish I wasn't in the tube so I could stop the men from greasing Demi.
Oh, you guys are good at this.
Oh, this sucks. I wish they were bad at it.
Don't know how you... All right. Now, Tom,
yep.
You do my left ass.
Okay. Phew. All right. And that's done.
All
presumably
right.
The other the
now
gentleman
they're
going
to do the inside of my hole.
No!
Huh? Needs to be greased so I can get in the tube. Thunk. Oh, I came out the other end.
Oh, jeez.
Thunk.
Oh, how'd she go
damn
through
it.
Me?
God
I wish
it.
I hadn't had my mouth open in awe at the buffness
good
of those
Lord.
Men.
All
you
right.
went straight me, through me in the tube.
Let me try again.
Okay.
Thunk. All right, I'm in.
Okay.
I put it on the ground this time so that the ground was a stopper.
Zoolander 2.
Oh, boy.
So we watched Zoolander... because I don't know why, I just wanted to put it on. And then...
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, it is a bit of fun. That's you know? A fun movie.
It's a fun movie. I think the bit that most skirted the line, apart from pedophile David Bowie being in it, was that bit where they're like, she's trying to open up to them about her eating disorder.
Yes.
And they just laugh at her because they're male models and they're like,
yes.
We always throw up.
Yes.
That skates the line, but I still laughed a lot.
Yes.
You know?
And then we put on Zoolander 2 because I was like, well, I've never seen it. Might as well check it out.
Yeah.
It is, and we didn't watch the whole thing.
No.
I
called it, yeah.
It has maybe the darkest energy I've ever felt in a sequel.
Incredibly dark.
Because for anyone who doesn't know... And this is spoilers to the very start of Zoolander 2. The start of Zoolander 2 lets you know that the happy ending of Zoolander 1, where he builds the Derek Zoolander's...
Center for kids who can't read good and want to learn to do other stuff good too.
Yes. And he has his wife and his child. 2 days after the film ends, the center collapses because he built it out of the wrong materials and it crushes his wife.
Yeah.
In the aftermath of that, he attempts to take care of his son and his son gets taken away from him by social services.
Yeah.
And then Derek Zoolander goes into hiding.
Yeah.
And then the movie just kind of wants you to keep on going and
it
watch
wants you
the
to
rest
like,
of it.
Like keep it light and stuff. And it's like...
But the wife did get crushed to death
she
because of him.
She did get crushed to death and then like he can't look after his son. So
yeah.
Like that's...
And he accepts it freely. He's like, yep, he's gone.
Like genuinely just one of the most misguided things. Like what the fuck did you guys think you were doing?
I cannot believe it.
I can't believe it.
It's so fucking dark to... Have you like these characters well enough?
Yeah.
And then
sure.
Have one of them, oh, it's fucked.
It's so
and
fucked.
And I'm going to be thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
I think I have to watch the rest of it. I don't think you will, but I have to
I
watch it.
I don't think I can. You can report on it if you want.
Yeah, sure. I'll let you know. But
we can have a Ben Stiller-t. It's an alert for Ben Stiller.
Mm. Oh, you know his name now.
Fuck you.
Just interesting. Interesting what information sticks in that old brain of yours.
Fuck yourself. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was crazy. I think that's the most a movie has truly surprised me in a long time.
Yeah.
With that happy ending is not that, only moot, but it is now a tragedy.
Yeah.
Do you
wrong.
Need to go and turn your pork?
No, I don't need to flip my pork. I can't find my phone.
Okay.
Hold on.
Demi is going to look for her phone for her segment. But luckily, listener, Tom is here. Oh, I'm having such a good time alone with you. I'm kicking my feet back and I'm playing with my hair. Not too hard. Oh, now I'm starting to play patty cake with my hair.
You'll go
and
blind.
I'm hitting my head ever so hard.
You'll go blind.
Oh, okay. And Demi's here.
So I've been looking at public toilets.
Hell yes. From the outside or the inside?
Yeah. And I've been looking at public toilets in Adelaide, South Australia.
Oh,
been looking at some reviews.
Your old stomping grounds.
Uh-huh. And there's some of them that, like, so some public toilets are just listed as public toilet because it's just a public toilet and it's not in a really specific place.
Sure.
So let me give you a taster for some of these reviews. So Zach has said, quite clean with toilet paper. All right.
Zach said what, sorry?
Zach said, quite clean with toilet paper.
Okay, that's a pretty good review of a toilet.
This is a toilet near a restaurant, and Stephen Lin has said, it's good to eat there. So, got that.
Damning review for the restaurant.
Jack Turnbull has commented on public toilet. Personally, I consider this toilet pretty mediocre. To the standard, quote, toilet enjoyer, I would say to them, eh, it does the job. Is it more optimal than, say, the toilets at Pioneers Park? Yes, but we shouldn't lower our standards to such low-quality toilets. The toilet paper roll was inverted, which made it imperfect, but it had a lack of smell, which created a sense of calm. Overall, I give it a 4. However, be careful for the homeless people spawn camping near spare change in the area.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Jack Turnbull
okay.
has reviewed that toilet and the Australian Martial Arts Academy.
Oh,
I've been going to this place for 7 or 8 years, and this has helped me a lot over the years. This place has great instructors, and everyone is very welcoming. Those are his 2 reviews.
Fuck. What an interesting man. I've used the toilet once, and I'm trained in martial art.
Mm-hmm.
I would also...
And he's a, quote, toilet enjoyer.
Well, he's definitely giving a warning to toilet enjoyers. I don't know if he classes himself as one.
Yes.
But also, I would say my immediate assumption here, and I don't know if this is true or if this is something you share with me, Demi, but any martial arts school that is not specific in the type of martial arts it is teaching you in is not teaching you good martial arts.
No.
What they are teaching you is to stand in the crane stance and then become murdered in an actual fight.
Yes.
It is teaching you some real bad stuff, right?
Yeah, when they should be teaching you to run.
Yes. Everyone should go. Everyone who goes to a self-defense class should instead be signed up for sprinting practice.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to look up Australian Martial Arts School.
Okay.
If I may.
All right. It's not a good time because I'm reading you reviews.
Okay. That makes sense.
So,
yeah.
Just wait till Tom stops typing and puts his computer down.
And I will be doing that in a second. I just want to check what they teach.
And he's put his hat on his foot for some reason. His
okay.
5 foot fingers are poking through the back bit of the hat.
Do you not like that?
Together. It's quite interesting to see.
Now, they do online virtual classes.
They do their classes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kickboxing. Maybe they need to eat it first.
Oh, kickboxing for fitness and kung fu for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And they teach tricking as well.
Yeah, I'll trick you.
Mm. Yeah, I'll trick you nice and easy.
That'll twice.
Honestly save me a lot of the trouble of fighting you if I'm able to trick you.
I'll trick you twice, once when you're a kid and once when you're a kickbox. Tom,
yes?
Stop looking at your computer.
I'm just interested in AMA. It seems like they're maybe a kickboxing
Close
thing.
It.
They are also dealing with a lot of... One of those places where they're like, they've gone beyond the visible spectrum of light with the color of, with the amount of belts that they offer.
Ah, yeah.
And so they really get they've got their hooks in your kid for a long time.
Nice. James Place Public Toilets. Chuan says, as above and so below. That's a 4-star review, not sure what it means.
Okay. Well, I believe that is a biblical reference or at least something that they say in. About,
biblical.
Yeah. As above, so below is, I think, a reference to as the kingdom of heaven, it will be here on earth.
Yep. Leo says, smelly and dirty.
Okay.
Richard says, pissing place.
Hmm. I guess it is.
Now we've got Topham Mall public toilets.
All right.
Avoid going to this toilet. There's a guy that likes to hide in one of the cubicles.
Oh.
It's recurrent, as another person commented the same.
Oh.
CD says, man punching toilet roll, bad times.
Fuck, okay, that is bad. I don't want someone to be hiding in the toilet.
No. Mick says, just bloody made it. Hard to find.
Okay. All right, that is something that's written on the toilet. Do you think, what would the time be to write the review? Because I feel like for some people it would be like, oh, after you leave the toilet, you know, once you've had the full sum of the experience, you take your phone out. But to me, I think
sitting
my,
and shitting, I my think review, would be the time,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's, I mean, you're not doing anything else except you are one thing and that's all.
You're getting very few reviews written by urinal users, yes. I would think, in these toilets.
Well, you're holding a thing.
Yeah. Not me.
Hmm.
Stands up just fine on its own.
1 inch long.
Basically just having a hole right at the start of my body.
Sort of a spout.
Yep.
That dribbles.
Yeah. It's it points out far enough that it's really impossible for gravity to affect it at all. Because it's just like... Ting.
Liam says, was the most disgusting toilet I've ever seen. Liquids, quote, of I don't know what, probably pee, yeah, were all over the ground. Okay. I tried to pick up the toilet seat and it wouldn't let me. And I lost grip holding the seat with toilet paper in my fingers and hand, so it slapped back down, pushing liquid all over my knees, making me cringe and feel disgusted. There was also toilet paper on the ground and hanging outside the door. The non-touch sensors barely work, with I needing to put my hand on it to open the toilet. Not very COVID safe or hygienic whatsoever. I would rate this the worst toilet experience of my life.
After I left the toilet, I slipped over and a bollard went up my bum. And then as I screamed out in pain, a bird passed by overhead and shit in my mouth. Okay, that guy is very hapless.
Okay.
I also love the optimism of being like, some liquids possibly pee on the toilet bathroom.
Yeah.
On the men's toilet bathroom floor.
Now.
Yeah.
Liam has some other reviews.
Okay.
And I was fascinated with him, so I looked, I went into his,
Yes. Okay.
I went into his other reviews.
Okay.
Okay. We've got South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute.
Okay.
5 stars. Month ago. If I could find a piece of cheese big enough to use on the big cheese grater, I'd die a happy man.
Pardon me?
So I guess they have a big cheese grater.
Perhaps the building looks like a big cheese.
At the research.
Okay. Well, a stunning review for the place.
Another public toilets review.
Fuck me.
5 stars. I've always had a, quote, jolly good time getting my, quote, jollies here, if you know what I mean, LMAO.
Pardon me?
Next review. North Adelaide Public Toilets. Not as much... North Adelaide Public Toilets. Not as much action as some of the toilets in the South Parklands, but still okay if you go at the right time.
Okay, so this is...
Keep listening.
Okay.
Public toilet. Classed as public bathroom in Adelaide. Convenient location for toilet trading. Public toilet. Classified as public bathroom in Adelaide. 2 stars. Not much action here.
Now action is...
Jay Duker's shop. Jay reckons he has low standards, but his work is top notch. Love the VN rotary conversion.
Okay. So that's going to be a car place or something?
Metro Petroleum. The best range of sunglasses, pies, and perfumes of any petrol station in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, mate. You got to be looking for those things somewhere else.
Brennan Way Public Toilets. 2 stars. A bit boring. There are a bit boring. There are better places for toilet trading on LOW.
So he's saying toilet trading?
Mm.
Demi, is this man a trucker who gets sucked off in toilets?
Yes. And his last review... His last review, Tom.
Yeah.
Ride Hoverport Ferry Wharf in Ride.
Okay.
5 stars.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Wow.
I've taken the hovercraft many times, and the only bad experience I've ever had was one time when my hovercraft was full of eels. I was given a free trip.
Okay.
The end.
Wow. We truly do all have a novel in us, don't we, Demi? Fuck. That's something that I hadn't thought about. with being a guy who wants to suck off and be sucked off in a public toilet.
In a toilet, yeah.
Is how much time you would spend in the toilet.
Yeah.
And kind of just hanging out, being like, ugh.
And you're like, but also I want to fuck around in a hovercraft. Eels!
Eels, ah! Excuse me, hey, I don't want to be a bother, but my... And I don't think I'm exaggerating here when I say my hovercraft was full of eels.
Full of eels.
It was chock-a-block with eels.
There weren't three eels. There were so many eels that I found it hard to find a place of purchase.
I couldn't swing a cat without hitting an eel, and I couldn't get to my cat on account of the eels that were filling the cabin.
I couldn't swing an eel at all because of all the eels. They were packed so tight.
And also, they're so slippery. They swing out of your grip immediately.
And actually, don't worry about it, and I'm going back to my hovercraft.
This is reminding me of something else I like to do.
Off I go.
Jesus Christ. I don't think
that's him flipping about in the eels.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever been horny enough that my desire to be sucked off or suck off would sustain hanging out in a public toilet.
No.
And maybe that's by design on the part of the public toilet manufacturers.
I think it was necessary at one point in our past, and maybe for some people still is, but I don't think I could muck about in there.
No.
You'd have to have a really high-pressure hose, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the dogging community, they just kind of do it in bushes.
Yeah.
You know? And that to me is like, well, that's almost wholesome.
There's probably some piss in the bushes, but usually you do it against a tree, not a bush.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, I don't think you're too in danger there, but a bush is more hardy than it would have you believe by its fluffy exterior.
Certainly. And maybe you're holding onto a hedge of some kind or, you know. Either way, you're in the British countryside, so anything that's able to weather those inhospitable conditions.
I mean, it's been hosed down by God, you know, within the past couple of days.
The dogging guys I find very interesting because they're always like just... I don't know, just there's something, you're so close to having just a lovely time outside, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to throw in having all that sex with people.
Yeah.
Just why not go for a hike? But then on your hike you find some big-titted temptress tempting you onto the rocks.
And you've all got silly accents.
Yeah.
You're all being silly loudly in the dark.
Come on over.
Come on. Why don't you get in here? I'm sticking me bum out of the car window. Why don't you put something in it?
God, I have seen a few.
Oh, not a crab. Don't be doing that to me again.
You been to the seaside?
What are you doing with that?
You've gone to Blackpool.
Are you gone to Blackpool and you've brought back a couple of critters to shove up me cunt? Don't do that, love.
If shells are going into me cunt, make sure they're empty.
Make sure they're empty. And also, I want to hear the seaside through me puss. Hold it up. Ooh, I can hear the sea.
Pressing my ear up to the pussy. Wow, it's so calming.
Wow.
You've got that joke about a hermit crab's going into your pussy and walking around with you on its back, right? Am I hallucinating?
Well, I don't think that was a joke I did on stage, but yeah, I have talked about like being a shell for a hermit crab.
Sticking a hermit crab in your pussy and just being like, I'm of use as you go scuttling around.
I have no idea when I said that or what.
Me neither, but it just is in my head.
Yeah. A lot of the time, my favorite thing to think about is if like my my pussy was had sort of the life of a snail. And was using me as its house and slid around on its own with my legs above my head.
Yep.
And just sort of slid around the house and took me wherever it wanted to go.
Hell yeah.
And I'm the shell.
You're the shell.
I'm the shell, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Leaving a trail.
Easy to track. There's pussy around here. You can tell by the glistening silver trail on the floor. Well, I'm going to go ahead and have a break.
It's about 10 minutes till the pork needs to be flipped.
We'll have a break. We'll see you back here for more Big Soft Titty.tiff.
Bye. Baby, my singing mama, don't eat muffin tossy.
Girl, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time. I want to drink your pee.
Drink my pee.
Baby girl, tell me how you feel. I love him.
Yeah, he sounds so good.
It's Sean Paul, right?
Yeah. Respect my neck, respect my back.
Yeah, respect my ankle, respect my wrist.
Congratulations. If you have not seen, and I think this is maybe the third time we've announced this on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
If you have not seen the clip of Adrian Brody introducing Sean Paul on a Saturday Night Live, go ahead and treat yourself.
Go ahead and make this the one thing you do for yourself today.
Yeah, you know what? And art also, estate time.
Technically, he doesn't introduce Sean Paul.
You're right, Demi, because he kind of appears in a Rasta wig from costuming.
Yeah.
Wearing a costume of a Rasta, and then he goes on kind of a, I would say, a clearly unscripted by professional comedians riff.
That's why he was banned.
Yeah.
Because he just had an idea and Lorne was like, I think Lorne sounds like, you can't. Oh, you can't do that.
$1 million.
$1 million.
But yeah, he then introduces, after a lot of build-up and Sean Paul's DJ just hitting play over the top of him because he's like, what the fuck is this?
Hmm.
He introduces Sean John, which is awesome.
Really cool.
To already be fucking up so bad.
I love you, Adrian Brody.
The one thing you had to do in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Wow. What a guy.
I wonder whether maybe the costume department just really hated Adrian Brody and was like, let's just let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Apparently we're just supposed to put you in street clothes. So we picked out this big beanie with attached dreadlocks. And, you know, just something a bit more casual. Mm. And then to offset that, we have a tie-dye vest or something.
It's a white wife beater. It's seared in my memory.
Hell yeah.
Oh!
Okay, that bought us a bit of time. Did you think of anything to say while you did it?
Yeah, I did. Here are my opinions on what the best race is.
No, Demi.
The Melbourne Cup. Oh, you thought.
Okay.
Oh, you thought.
And you... So you think the best race is the Melbourne Cup, the one where they have to shoot all those horses?
I hate horses.
Okay. I wish the Melbourne Cup was just the shooting horses.
We need to pre-shoot all the horses.
I think it should be the Melbourne Cup starts and there's the stalls where the horses are and in front of them, smaller stalls.
Mm.
The smaller stalls open and the jockeys race out towards a gun.
Yeah.
One gun each maybe.
We should just make it on the other side of those doors. It's that that trap from Saw 2.
You're going to have to be more specific.
The trap from Saw 2 where when you open the door.
My understanding of Saw 2, for one, is that there's not one single trap.
This one's actually just one trap in Saw 2. There's actually just one trap. It's a box with a stick underneath and a big stake.
Short movie.
Yeah.
Short movie.
And they get trapped in the box and they could just stand up, but they don't know that and they're quite frightened, so they just shuffle around until they starve to death.
89 minutes of credits.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy, a lot of people worked on this thing, or they also have it scroll very slowly.
It's extremely slowly, and the only characters are Lindsay Lohan and then The Box.
Once it gets to the music credits, you can tell they've really cranked it down. They didn't realize how fast it was. Like they were doing it in real time every time it did it, so they were moving the crank so slow. It's moving one pixel a second.
Yep.
Anyway, there was a trap in Saw 2.
And there's bloopers at the end, too. She forgets to go under the box.
The box is like, whoa.
Yeah, and then Howard the Duck shows up and like steps on the box right at the end. He's like, isn't this a fine to-do, is what Howard the Duck says.
It would be so good to see Howard the Duck in a Saw film.
Wouldn't it?
Mm. Or maybe any of the animated film in regular film crossovers. Yeah. Jessica Rabbit sauntering out of a trap.
Ooh, yummy.
Because he made it for, you know, some fugly idiot's proportions. And then Jessica, no.
No.
Her bust will burst through that belt and her waist can't be contained.
Not even one of these bungos is going to fit in that box. It would have been crazy, you know, back when Saw was in theatres and also the Thor movie came out. And, can you imagine how silly it would just a guy with a lisp trying to see
now,
Thor.
Now, what I want to see is my favourite Asgardian superhero, but you see... I bit my tongue earlier in the day. How to navigate this.
Can I have a ticket to Thor? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess this works out for me.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. So I was thinking the other way. I was sort of thinking the other way around.
That's the best birthday of all time.
Can I have a ticket to Thor? Yeah, yes. One ticket to the Hammer movie. No, you see, I want the Killing Man. I would like the Killing Man.
No, you see.
No, you see, I would like to see Thor.
What was the trap in Saw 2?
Oh, it's one where like you do the like puzzle at the start to unlock the door, and then when you open the door, the gun behind it shoots you in the face.
Oh,
yeah,
it doesn't seem fair.
So like, just you're just not supposed to open the door. I don't think, but I think. Wait, was
is
it
that
written-
the one where the saw has been taken over by the lady who makes the unsolvable games?
Yeah, and then also she gets like chucked into a pit of needles.
Ugh.
Because they're like, oh, who's going to do the needle trap? And the guy's like, well, it's my go, but I don't want to do it. So he picks her up and chucks her in the pit.
Yeah, I get that.
Which, like, fair go, because, like, she made the trap. That would have been so embarrassing.
Yeah, but they didn't know that then.
No, I know. But that I'm just saying that would have been so embarrassing, being like, yeah. What the fuck did I make this like this? Now I've got needles in me.
Yeah. Oh, I should have seen this coming.
Yeah.
That someone else could be pushed into it, and that someone could have been me. Man, I'm really learning some empathy in these traps.
Yeah.
Shame that they are built to kill everyone.
Yeah. I wish they weren't.
That's so funny to spend all that time.
I wish they were more.
Spend all that time in a puzzle and then just have a shotgun.
Yeah.
And then just, I guess, hope that the person that opens the door is like a median height.
Well, I think he was like, for some reason, he looked through the peephole of the door while he was doing it, and the gun was pointing straight at the peephole.
Oh, okay.
But, like, also I think the door said, like, hey, don't go through the door. So that's, I mean, I guess you just got to trust the door.
I guess you got to trust the person that's kidnapped you and put you in this puzzle maze.
Yeah.
That's like Jigsaw, Billy the Puppet, over the loudspeaker of the escape room, be like, no, that's not part of the puzzle.
Please do not pull down the floorboards.
No, guys, no, please. That's the hot water pipes that we use.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they?
They would say that. Let's get into this.
This is part of the puzzle.
That's one of my favorite things about...
people who run escape rooms having to...
How much they have to interfere with people just like, well...
Tearing the fucking room apart.
Yeah, people going in there and I would do this.
Oh, yeah.
As someone with like... I would not say an ape's strength, but I would say an ape's attitude to puzzles.
Yeah.
I think I would go in there and be like, I am trapped in the room. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You have not factored in the fact that I don't want to be here at all.
I'm going crazy and ruining items.
Yeah.
This is us 2 minutes into the escape room. And I'm riding around on your back. And we're both using sticks to gather ants to eat for no reason. There's just an ant problem in the building.
Thank you so much for cultivating these ants, guys, because we're going to be in here for hours.
We're going to be in here for a long time. They try and open the door to let us out, and we slam it shut like...
I guess they're happy in there.
I guess they like it.
I think this is their honeymoon.
They keep sliding the extend the time money under the door.
Can you do that in an escape room?
No.
That would be really embarrassing to have to do. Please, I'm stupid, but I want the full experience.
I did an escape room once with my ex and...
Brag. Such a huge brag. I dated the world's biggest genius and he took me to a puzzle incarnate. A puzzle incarnate.
Anyway, I was doing this puzzle with my ex and like it was one of the ones where like you just have to be a math science genius because it's like all maths written all over the walls.
God damn it.
Fucking nightmare.
Was it just you two?
Yes. Mm. And we used all of the clues within like 5 minutes.
That's the problem is that a lot of them are that way. Whereas I think you and I, when I picture you or I solving a puzzle, it's in the way that Shaggy from Scooby-Doo leans against a bookcase and just bumps the right book and the bookcase swivels
spins around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we would solve it.
Yeah.
Like trip and your dick would fall in the hole where the plutonium rod was supposed to go to unlock the door.
It's not necessary for it to be my penis.
Why? Why isn't it necessary?
I think it could be just about anything.
Use your penis to help us.
Oh.
For once.
No.
I did an escape room with Sloss once and it was a fucking nightmare. We were all just screaming at each other the whole time, but still having fun.
Two?
It was us two and Gene.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. I did an escape room. The one escape room I've ever done was with Becky Lucas, and it was just me
and
her.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
We were just spent so much time being like, this fucking sucks.
Actually, I don't care about this.
Why did we do this? This is so crazy.
Is it just you two?
Yeah.
Interesting. And then what happened?
We recorded an episode of an abortive podcast that we were trying to start, and then we were like, oh, this sucks.
What? What was the podcast?
I was just experiences. I was like, oh, maybe it'd be fun to do a podcast where I have a different experience every week. And I was like, oh, Becky, do you want to try doing this and we can go to an escape room and then try that? And then after that, she sent me a very nice message being like, hey, man, I'm just a bit swamped. I was like, no, you're not.
You're not successful yet.
Yeah, this is several years ago, Becky. I don't think you have shit on. The reality TV show where people make objects out of balloons has not yet come about. Neither is celebrity. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here or whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Fuck you, Becky.
Yeah, it was really bad. And again, one of those things where you have to like think and solve problems. Go ahead.
When we were at a gig the other night, yeah. I was like, when I went to leave, I was like, Becky, I'm just going to go. I'll see you later. And she was like, why do you have to go? And I was like, I don't want to be here. Like, that's why. You know that.
You should always watch the headliner.
Why do you have to go?
She's so good.
Can you shut up? Fucking psycho.
Did you see her close the first half?
Because
she went on stage at this gig and she was the MC for anyone listening.
Yeah, for the start of it. She shouldn't be the MC ever.
She's a bad MC. She's a very bad MC. She's a great comic.
No shade, Becky, but you're a very bad MC.
So she went on stage and she was like, all right, yeah, thank you so much, everybody, for watching. Do you guys think this is a cool dance move?
Oh, that was... I loved that.
I loved it too.
Do you guys think this is a cool dance move?
I was working on that just before. So and funny. The just before it had been... She'd been standing in the hallway as the last act was on and turned to Cam James and went, do you think this is a cool dance
That's
move?
So, like, you can't do that on stage. You can only do it to your friends.
She rules.
Yeah, she's a fucking idiot.
God, it's so funny.
Ugh.
Ah. After the gig, she was like, I don't know, I think there's something there. Just kept doing it again and again. It started singing along to the songs and Cam was like, there's no way for me to interact to this.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did a gig. It was
anyway,
nice.
Anyway, so you're in love with Becky or?
I have a lot of stories about her and every one of them frames her in a positive light.
Mm. I have a story where she's a cunt.
It was nice doing that gig, Demi. It was nice getting out of the house. The things that weren't nice were the omnipresent, high-pitched buzzing sound that it seemed like only you and I were, like, noticing.
Yeah. I mentioned it to a couple of people, and they were like, oh, fuck, now I can't unhear it. And I was like, yes. Yeah, it made me feel extremely sick.
Yeah, you were not faring well against the buzzing.
No. Pretty cool. Maybe we're dogs.
Cool. Honestly, that would really help me
out. Are we dogs or apes? Which one are we?
Apes.
Apes, okay.
For sure.
In your relationship, are you the dog or the ape?
Okay, the dog needs to be gently stroked by the ape. But the ape needs to be cared for by the dog.
And as soon as the dog makes one sudden movement, the ape will huck him over a bridge. Where's my dog?
Realizing I'm out of food and fastballing my dog to the store. Just getting a three-knuckle grip on it.
Would you have an ape if you could try it for like a week?
I don't think I'm getting through the probationary period of the ape.
What about a small monkey?
To me, a monkey is like, okay, but any of these is bad to me.
Why?
They are possessed of the devil.
Yes.
Chimps are no-go. Chimps are the scariest beings.
Chimps are extremely scary. But what about like a little capuchin monkey?
When I picture chimps, I think that's what hell is like.
Mm.
Chimps is demons to me.
Chimps is demons.
A little capuchin monkey would be lovely, but I don't want to rebuild my life around the monkey. And also, I don't want the monkey to be sad, and it's going to be so sad.
No, I won't be sad. I'll make it happy.
Oh, don't jerk off the monkey.
That was going to be... I'll do other things. I'll give it a lollipop.
Okay, stop sucking off the monkey, Demi. I can see you slowly walking around the bases as you work out how to make the monkey happy.
Do you like that?
Stop asking the monkey if he likes that. Yeah, I don't know. I think any of those beasts, I would... A gorilla the size of a dog,
that... It would still be way too strong.
It would still be so strong. It would still be like as strong as like a 15-year-old boy.
What about a gorilla the size of a rat?
Oh, now we're talking. Swinging around our house.
And the shape of a rat. And the strength of a rat.
The large, bouncing, fertile balls of a rat. Then we have to go to the pet store.
Okay.
No, I think...
Well, we could also just go to the snake food store. Like,
that's so true.
Either.
God.
Yeah. Hey, which are the eating rats? Which are the rats that have a soul, and which are the ones that are meant to be devoured?
Now, you're not going to love this eating rat if I sell it to you, are you?
No.
All right, good. Well, we operate on an honor system here. Don't you be forming an attachment to this food.
I won't. I could never have a rat. I had a mouse once when I was a kid. I had a couple of friends that had rats and stuff. And guys, your house smells so bad.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
It takes 20 minutes to get used to it, but you need to not have a rat.
Yeah, I think it's really good for us that we don't have rats.
Yeah.
Because our house, I'm sure, has cat stink around it.
Well, on account of us having... always farting on me.
He what?
He farts on me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard him fart.
Oh, you don't hear it.
Oh.
But that stink will get you.
So you'll just be sitting down and suddenly you smell really bad?
Yeah, because I think because like I scratch his belly a lot and he's like, ah.
Pressing the gas out of him?
Yeah, I'm rolling him up like a toothpaste.
Oh.
To get the farts out.
Yeah, right.
Don't you keep those farts to yourself, little normal.
Do you remember the video of Oliver Bakun from Twitter's dog farting?
I don't think I do.
His mum's dog farted and it's, oh fuck, it's so good. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find it just in my offhand.
No, you can
my
do
primary,
that. No,
no. My primary hand will be focusing on you, my
no,
love.
No, no. Hey, Tom.
In my offhand,
Tom,
my secondary.
I'll stop the podcast.
No, don't.
No, I'm serious. Don't look for it.
Okay. Let me,
no,
give me 10
no.
seconds
no.
of looking.
No,
no,
I'm
come on.
No,
come
stop.
On.
All right. And Tom has not found the video of the dog.
I put my phone down.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Could be looking at a farting dog now.
You can look at a farting Demi. That's what it sounds like when I fart. Okay, so that's just the Find My iPhone alert that I asked for 40 minutes ago. Thank you so much to the Apple Corporation.
Man, they are in my bad books today, Demi. Let me tell you, my charger cable has broken.
Yeah.
My charger is working fine. The cable, the USB-C to MagSafe cable, currently broken.
Are you the most interesting man on earth?
2 meter long cable, Demi. Guesses as to the price of the replacement.
Oh, no. Is it like $45?
$69.
Whoa.
$69.
Well,
I didn't even do anything to the cable.
Yeah, they have to replace it. Let's work this out now. Tell them they have to give you a new one.
Okay, yeah, I'll call them up. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello,
ring,
ring. This is Apple.
Click, I got scared.
Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes. You can have a few more practices.
Okay. I might call someone else just to practice.
All right,
so
who are you going to call?
I'm going to call someone who's not Apple.
Yeah.
I think
Apu
I will call...
Nahasa Pima Petalo.
Yeah, there's a...
Yes?
Actually, I don't feel like calling him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but there's a Japanese restaurant here.
Oh, wonderful.
No, I shan't be calling them either.
Hello, Tokyo Delights here. I'm a Japanese man.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just practicing my conversation because I have to call the Apple store later.
Ah, well, konnichiwa to you.
Okay, all right. How is it down at the Japanese restaurant?
Really good.
Okay, thank you for talking to me.
Bye.
I'm Japanese.
Bye. Click. Okay, that went pretty good, actually.
Mm.
Now let's see what my friend Donald Trump is up to.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Konnichiwa!
Hello, is this Donald Trump?
I'm very honorable.
Okay.
Japan, 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 Japan.
Okay, I feel like I just dialed the wrong number again.
Hello, I'm Orange.
Click. All right, well, that was confusing. All right, I'm ready to call the Apple store.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have it out with them. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring, ring.
It's so hard not to just do the most offensive Japanese accent
know,
for the Apple store.
I know,
it's
we
so,
got it to the third.
It's so hard.
I know, it's the third beat. I understand,
know,
but you
I
can't
know.
Do it. It's not. And flipping through my mental Rolodex of the year, it would have been fine. It's not 2022 anymore.
It's... It's not Breakfast at Tiffany's anymore.
Man, I've never seen that movie.
That's all I know about it.
I know. So I can't ever watch it now.
No.
Because all I know about it is that's in there.
Yep.
And I'd be like, well, I'm sitting down for the racism movie. And sure, I want to sit down to the racism movie.
Sure, I want to do some myself. But I can't.
I can't.
Because of the wokies.
As the woke left are at it again.
Liberal America.
They're enforcing their agenda, which I hate.
I hate your agenda. Stop it. Be free.
They got their agenda to take away your gender. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's cool.
I'm doing conservative rap. Yeah. That would be such a good... I say it would be such an easy grift. I feel like there's a handful of guys who are bad enough rappers that they have not made it in like the Black Rifle Coffee Company adjacent rap scene.
I think there's Howell told me about I think this guy is like a Christian type of rapper. I'm not sure. Yeah. Apparently he mentions me in one of his raps.
Oh yeah, the guy who's the 90s guy.
Is that him?
Isn't it? I thought you were talking about that.
Oh, no, it's just some weird, rap guy.
Yeah,
or
right.
Like Mr. Okay or some shit.
Ugh, no good. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those guys have like links to,
past.
Well, they're conservative cunts, you know?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's pretty funny.
Really good.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of brought the mood down.
Well, let's get back to the Japanese stuff. That's the end of my escape room. Okay, we've got now just read this out phonetically. It's the password to get out of the doorway.
So you're saying Demi going into the escape room and just treating it as a place where she can say whatever she wants.
No, I'm making
No.
It's okay. My escape room, and I'm taking film of other people doing accents to leave the room.
Okay, I got you.
Yep. It's like those things, you know, when those posts on like Tumblr and stuff that were like, okay, so there's a little boy and he's trapped in a hot air balloon and the only way for him to get down, he's got no food and no water. The only way that he's able to get down is if he says the N-word once quietly. Then would it be okay? Yeah, I mean, I guess, were you going to do that?
Okay, first off, there isn't a boy like that.
There isn't. That boy isn't there.
Yeah. I feel like, are you in a hot air balloon, but with food and water, and you're going to try and work back from there?
Yeah.
Because also, I think anyone in a hot air balloon can say it.
I think that's the
only. They can say whatever they want, as far as I'm concerned.
That would
They're
be
like
such a good business.
Hovering over the earth.
That'd be such a good business. We should send people up into hot air balloons, but we keep the rope so that they don't fly away. They're up there alone. And I'm like, you can say whatever you want.
Listen, we've mapped it out. At this altitude, it's impossible for the sound waves of your voice, no matter how loud you get, to travel back to the earth.
Yep.
So the nearest high rise is 50 kilometers away. There's no chance that it will reach anyone else.
Yep.
So you go up here, you say whatever you want to each other. No one could possibly know.
You can say any words from a Kanye song.
Diamonds.
Money.
Lights.
Kanye. Kanye West. La 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 la.
Yeah, I really liked his old stuff.
I did too, yeah. It's interesting. Apparently the same rules for that hot air balloon apply to white people just at a loud Kanye concert, and I know that from the times that I went.
They do it, yeah.
Do it, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've said this before on the pod, but the great thing that Hing used to do is just play Gold Digger at like a silent disco. Which is so good because the silent disco is where you're all wearing headphones.
Yeah.
And the music is just playing through the headphones. So if you take your headphones off, you can just treat yourself to a bunch of people screaming racial slurs.
Really cool. He has such a galaxy brain.
He's so smart.
Yep.
God.
Just for that kind of stuff.
Just for that kind of stuff and like micro management in StarCraft 2.
Yes.
Did I tell you he's wanting to get back into streaming?
Yes.
Which is crazy to me because he's like, well, I'll have a bit of free time.
And no, it's like, you're the busiest man on earth.
Yes.
You can't be doing that. Stop
you cannot
it, don't.
Say that when you are still working a radio job and a TV job and then you're leaving the radio job so you can commit more to the TV job.
And you're doing a stand-up show.
Yeah.
What's actually wrong with him? What's wrong with his brain?
Oh, well, look, I don't want to get into it.
Oh.
And I can guess.
What are his issues?
Oh, I'll I'll tell you off mic.
Ow, busy little bees. What kind of bug would Michael Hing be? You know what I was about to say? Lizard. That's not even a bug.
Yeah, but go with your gut.
Okay, lizard.
I feel like anything that scurries is like categorized in my head as the same as a bug. Like lizards under a certain size.
Like
I would...
skink?
Yeah.
But Michael's not a skink. He's not.
You were the one saying he was.
Oh, you know what he could maybe be is like a praying mantis.
Ooh, I don't think he has the, I mean, maybe the male praying mantis that gets its head bitten off by a strong woman.
Oh, and Hum would absolutely do that.
She would be so happy to bite his head off.
As soon as they get married, she's going to murder him.
Yes.
Ritually.
Yeah, it'd be, I wonder if she could get away with it. I don't think she could.
Oh, yeah, she could. What? She's clearly mentally ill.
Yeah, no.
She's not fit to stand trial.
Oh, okay.
She'd get off on an insanity plea.
Right. See, I was thinking, is she going to be able to... Yeah, they're just going to show off the, like, compilations of her comics.
Yep.
I was thinking, is she going to get away with it as in, like, are people going to find out?
Oh, she'll do it publicly.
Yeah, right.
That's how she's going to get away with it.
Either that or she's going to, like, just fucking make a little comic about it or just blab about it immediately.
Yeah, one of
like,
her stupid little hobbies. She'll never listen.
It's Leo season. Kill your husband. Oh, she's so fucking cool.
Okay. Are you obsessed with every woman we know?
I just can't get enough of these wonderful women.
Say something nice about me.
You're one of Hum's wonderful friends.
Yay. I am.
You are. You have a lot of. You have a lot of good things about you. Go ahead and list some for me.
I got a big ass.
Yeah, you do. You are going to be working on the compost later today, Demi, if I'm not incorrect.
Extremely interesting, yes.
Mm-hmm. How is the compost going?
Really good. I'm really proud of the compost.
Talk through the compost tumbler.
Got a compost tumbler. You chuck stuff in there.
It's a regular compost tumbler that you've modified, so it fits in a smaller space though, right? So you took it apart and put it back together?
I sure did.
Drilled it together?
Yeah, I sawed it up and drilled it together so that it would fit where I wanted it to. And I used it on the garden, and my basil is going fucking mental.
Yeah.
It's really good.
We need to find things to do with a lot of basil, if anyone has
ideas.
Probably
just pesto. You can make pesto.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, but then when are we going to get the pine nuts? This only gets more questions. God, fucking damn it.
Does anybody have a pine tree? Wait, is that where they come from?
I think pine trees just make needles, right?
And pine cones. Ha!
God, don't I feel a fool? I think a pine nut comes from something else entirely.
Here's the problem with what just happened. I remembered a tree and then I was like, God, I can't wait till we play the forest again.
Yes.
I'm extremely excited to play The Forest again.
Sons of the Forest is out, gang, and it has all the markings of a game that will completely destroy Demi's life.
And you?
Less so. So you're regretting farting into the mic and then bringing it up under your nose?
Kinda. Well, thanks so much for listening to the podcast, gang. We'll see you later.
Not
say
like
goodbye,
no,
Tom.
Wait, plug the fucking... You're playing... The Forest on Twitch tomorrow.
Yes,
Twitch.tv/DemiLardner. Check it out.
Or there'll be 1 p.m. Sydney time.
There'll be a VOD up if you want to see me and Demi, and I think probably Stefan.
Stefan's going to play with us.
Stefan Heck from Twitter and the Golf Kings and Block Party will be playing, and a former guest on BST. We're going to be playing The Sons of the Forest.
We love wonderful Stefan.
How's it smell? How's the mic smell?
Ass.
Okay.
Bye.